listener production.
Like a milkman from the olden days, delivering milk to your place at 5 a.m. every morning. It's Matt and Alex all day breakfast.
How's the old crypto wallet going, O'Kine?
I stopped looking after I got several notifications about it all going down like 5% in 24 hours, etc.
Ooh, okay.
And so after that happened a few times, I was like, I am going to stop looking for a while.
If I don't look, it can't hurt me. Well, I'll tell you what, Matt Damon is out as the crypto.com celebrity spokesperson. You know what he was like on there,
going,
fortune favors the brave, negative 5% in a day. You know who they got?
Who?
Instead? Who's replacing? Who would you want to replace?
I don't know. Is it someone like Elon? Is he doing it?
Starts with an E.
Eddie Murphy.
No. Eminem. Slim Shady is pulling out the old blockchain.
And, wow.
Telling everyone to have a little go.
Wow. Lose yourself in the moment. More like lose your money.
Well, there he is. He posted an ad on X on Friday, writing simply, "You know what it's always been." In a statement, crypto.com said the ad will premiere Saturday during the Lakers NBA playoff game. So there you go.
Okay. Well, that now I feel confident again. Hell yeah. To the moon, baby. Just rockets. Let's go. No, look, we have hit an all-time high today on Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. It's going to be a very, very, very fun show. And tomorrow as well, we've actually got a really, 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 really different, interesting show for you as well. So it's going to be a fun end to this week. Please stick with us and hope you enjoy it. It's Matt and Alex All Day Breakfast. Hope you're having a good one.
Let's get this show on the road.
Let's go.
Here we go.
Well, Matt, it's time to dip back into a topic that's very close to our hearts. You know, we like to defend those of you, like us, who get accused sometimes of being lazy. No, we just call that efficient use of time, I think.
Oh, 100%.
There's enough stresses in this world that you shouldn't have to be, you know, busting your back every day to keep up appearances with society.
No, 100%. No, you know, I was deep on a Twitter thread recently talking about, you know, one of those, here's the difference between successful people and you scum.
Yeah, right.
You know, one of those threads.
What did that think piece say?
Well, they were saying you can't put enough value on time. Your time is worth everything.
Yep.
So, you know, some may see as lazy, I see as money-making.
Yeah, we've got to celebrate it here. I don't think we're allowed to use the official audio, but Matt had a good idea one time of having the segment music being, does that make me lazy? Does that make me lazy? So we're talking about what's the laziest thing you've done recently. I was in bed the other day. Well, actually, I brushed my teeth. I thought I'd better do this little bit of a flossy thing here. I got those little toothpicky kind of things you put in your mouth.
But they've got little bristles on them.
No, it's a little line in between two bits of plastic.
Oh, those ones. Nah, you know what? I can't stand those. They break too easily.
But the other ones just slip off your fingers. Like, they get saliva and your fingers are coming off.
No, they're terrible.
Get the recycled ones. Perfect.
I like the little brushes, the little Pixter brushes, but they're expensive.
Yeah. I was sick of standing up in the bathroom, so I just went and lay in bed and did it in bed.
Yeah, that's, I mean, the floss in bed, I do that as well. And it is disgusting.
Yeah, it's not ideal.
Especially when you've finished and you couldn't be bothered putting your floss into the bin. So you just put it on the floor.
That's why God made bedside tables, Matt. So you could put your little floss sticks on the side and deal with it in 3 to 6 business days.
Isn't it revolting? God, we're disgusting. Anyways, we did ask you what's the laziest thing you've done recently, and Sophie got in touch with us, said, I spent $20 getting 2 Pepsis and a packet of jelly beans delivered on Anzac Day. Sophie.
Damn.
2 Pepsis and a packet of jelly beans.
Not bad. That's a good breakfast for 2 there. Jackie, the clean clothes wouldn't fit in the drawer, so rather than rearrange the clothes to make them fit, I just shoved them on top of the existing clothes and left the drawer open. Stacking it up outside of drawer. That's not bad. That's an efficient use of space.
Absolutely. Sandra, I mean, I'm when it comes to being lazy, I do, and Belinda calls me out on this all the time, I do use the dryer when I shouldn't. I'm sorry, really? Planet. I'm sorry.
Nothing, something wrong with the air, is there, Matt?
I just couldn't be bothered. Okay? I'm sorry, Planet.
Well, not as bad as this one. Sandra said, I saw someone walk their dog while they were driving with the leash out the window.
Oh, no.
Now, that's sorry, Planet. I'll catch you next time. Wow.
That's scary as well. That's bizarre. Beth said, I laid horizontally across the bed in an uncomfortable position so I didn't have to take my shoes off.
Well, if you're putting them back on again, what is the point? Honestly, Beth, I think you've done very well there.
There's no need to take your shoes off at all. We should be allowed to sleep with them on. You know?
We do need to normalize sleeping with your shoes on. One of many things on the list.
Josh also got in touch with us, said, I couldn't be bothered cooking dinner, so I donated blood so I could eat free food.
Just went down and had some raisin toast and a milkshake for dinner, courtesy of the Australian Red Cross. Surely, Josh, there are less inconvenient ways. That seems like more of an effort, having your veins tapped and the lifeblood drained out of you for a very good cause.
Yes, but I mean, congratulations. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, because people need lazy people like you.
Exactly.
Your laziness saved someone's life.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for your service. And that should be, like, how frequently can you donate blood again? It's like every 6 weeks or something? Should, Josh, it should be, book that restaurant in every 6 weeks. Make yourself a little reservation there. Every 12 weeks. Thank you, Bron.
Yeah. That's smart. Thank you, Josh. You're saving lives.
That'd be an all right date, wouldn't it? Oh, you want to go out for dinner? Yeah, where were you thinking? The blood bank. And now it's time for Mind
Blown. Yes, that's right. It is the segment in which I attempt to blow yours and Alex Dyson's mind with the fact that I've learnt across the course of the week, be it from word of mouth or the interwebs. And this week, Dyson, I've been thinking a lot about electric transport.
Electric transport? Yeah. What's been piquing your interest when it comes to that?
Well, you know, I've been on the bike wagon this year.
Mm-hmm. And you got your little e-bike,
exactly,
don't you?
Exactly. Which I still have to pedal, by the way. I told someone I was riding an e-bike. They're like, mate, it's basically a motorcycle. I'm like, it's not a motorcycle. Mm. I still have to use my legs. It just helps.
Occasionally. Yes. So you can't just coast.
No, you
and
can't
zoom,
just like
zoom.
Throttle it or anything like that. I've got to like actually, I mean, some of the delivery drivers out there, it's a fine line between an e-bike and a bloody Harley Davidson, what these guys are rolling around in.
Yeah, I saw a guy, does anyone know what, it's not like a mask, it's like it's not a balaclava, but it's like a scarf across the face.
Yeah.
Is that a motorbike riding thing?
I don't know, but I know exactly what you're saying. They basically got the hog out on, and not in the TikTok sense of that word. I mean the chopper. I think that's what I meant more than, is a hog a type of motorcycle?
I'll tell you what, sometimes it is better to use an electric one of those. Comes with less strings.
But the fact of the matter is, look, you forget to unplug your e-bike once or twice.
What, you go to zoom off from your house?
No, but I just mean, you know, when you're charging it, there's all this like reporting of fires.
Oh,
from
right.
People charging their e-bikes and then blowing up.
Yep.
And I forgot to unplug it once or twice.
So you meant to when it gets to full charge.
Yeah, well,
unplug.
It's just, you know, people can sort of suggest that it's not safe to do it. Anyway, yes, I forgot a couple of times. And I'm sorry, Belinda. I am sorry. I just want to say that publicly. Now, Belle's like, you need to charge that thing where we can see it because you always are forgetting it.
Okay.
And I was like, fine. So
living
now,
room?
Yes. Yeah, so now we've got this.
No, I was joking.
No, not the full bike. I unplugged the battery and I put it on in the kitchen next to us. But now we're having dinner next to this like glorified dynamite. I'm like, now I'm scared it's going to like explode while we're eating barramundi gems.
So you're sort of doing the trade-off where before you couldn't see it, but if it blew up, it'd be away from you. now you can see it.
Now it's basically in my lap.
Yeah. You'll end up like one of those cartoon characters who has a fake exploding cigar. Just the face and hair just goes backwards with the
sauce. So, anyways, look, the fact that I have today is about electric vehicles. And it was the fact is the first electric car was actually invented as early as 1832, but the first real electric car invented in 1888.
There you go.
It was the Flocken Electrowagen, regarded by some as the first real electric car. Then even in 1890, Andrew Morrison introduced the first electric car to the US. But they were the most popular vehicles.
Yeah. Oh, bro. Have you seen the movie Who Killed the Electric Car?
Oh, no, I haven't. I guess this isn't mind-blowing for you.
Oh, well, I haven't seen it either. But I watched the trailer back when it came out. And, yeah, it's...
Henry Ford invented the Model T, suddenly people were like, well, this is easier, cheaper.
Oh, well,
fuel,
yeah.
Refueled quicker.
Invented the production line, yeah.
And also to be able to just, like, turn it on or, like, with a combustion sort of... ignition type thing to start it. Before then you had to do all these weird cranking things and everything like that. And suddenly if you could start just turning it a key and then it's
really?
Like, this is heaps easier. And then, but boom, the
imagine
electric
if
car
we had 100 years of development of the electric cars.
I know. That'd be like,
what would society be like?
Be so much better. I wouldn't probably be frigging eating my dinner next to my exploding e-bike. It'd probably be fine.
Yeah.
We've never gotten over this hump by now.
Yeah, God.
Anyways.
Very interesting.
Here's to saving the planet.
Exactly right.
One ride at a time.
Yeah.
But
this one, yes, you do have to crank it to start it, but your coral remains unbleached.
Hey, but it's not just me with the fact, Alex Dyson. We've also got Dean. Because we always like to ask you to send us in a fact at matt.n.alex, just like Dean did.
Hey guys, I've got a mind-blowing fact for you. And that is, if Matt and Alex are recording a podcast, one in Brisbane, one in Melbourne, and the International Space Station flies over your head, you'd actually be sitting closer to the astronauts than to each other.
Mind blown.
Whoa!
What? That's crazy. Well, particularly because we're in the same room right now.
Well, today we are, yes. But granted, we do often record apart. Mm. And
So what's
weird.
That, about 2,000 Ks, Melbourne to Brisbane?
Mm-hmm.
About that? And then up the space station closer than that to us.
I would have thought that they'd be miles away. How far away are they?
How many Ks up is the International Space Station?
Well, more importantly, why don't we get someone on the space station to have a chat to? Bron, thank you very much. We're very glad that you've agreed find someone on the space station to chat to us.
It's only 400 Ks away from Earth.
400 Ks up.
Oh, mate, that's nothing. Oh, shit, I could probably wave right now and they could see us.
Yeah, 400 Ks.
Oh, well, shout out. If you happen to listen to us and you're on a space station, please get in touch at matt.n.alex. Make Bron's job a little bit easier.
You're OG and I feel fine.
Order up. Just how you like it.
Perfect. Now, Matt, it is a Thursday, but given tomorrow is going to be a little bit of a different show, a bit of a special show, we thought we would do a Thursday mailbag because your correspondence is one of the most important things, keeping the lights on in this here podcast. So
yeah.
We wanted to make sure there's a spot for you to have your messages heard.
Absolutely. You can always get in touch with us at matt.n.alex, just like Bianca did, with regards to the topic of my alarm that kept beeping in the middle of the night, waking us up. There was some sort of like faulty thing happening.
Is that still going, by the way?
We called the company and figured out what was going on.
Right.
And I think it's the same as Bianca's problem because Bianca said, we had the same alarm problem as Matt. It's so annoying. Only just sorted it out after a couple of years.
Bianca, surely not.
Just random beeping for a couple of years. And it needed a new battery.
Because
there's a thing plugged in, but then it also has a battery in it in case there's like a blackout. So, you know, like it needs to still have a function.
Okay. And so, still working, the battery is telling you
that
the battery in it
flat
is dead.
And it's going, yeah, exactly. And so it's sort of trying to let us know.
There you go. All right. Well, Kristen also got in touch. This is on the topic of how did you mourn your high school breakup? Kristen said, I coincidentally got nits straight after the breakup. So I focused my sadness on that.
Oh, there's nothing worse than nits, especially when you're older than like 5. You know, you feel so embarrassed when you get nits as an adult.
Yeah. And Christian's saying, I coincidentally got nit straight after the breakup. I'm not sure, Christian, if maybe the possibility of your partner was with you, looked in the hair, saw it, made an excuse, and then dipped. I don't know. People are fickle like that sometimes.
Shelby as well, talking about high school breakups, how they mourned. Shelby says, my friend and I burnt our ex's hoodies. They were friends and we both got dumped at the same time.
Wow, a ceremonial hoodie burn. That's not bad. Although, if it's comfy, just wake up with a good comfy hoodie. You can get away with it.
What warms you more, a hoodie or a fire?
From your ex's property. Yeah.
Tiana got in touch with us with regards to when have you accidentally held up traffic. Tiana says, some guy stopped in front of me in the middle of a one-way road, got out, came to my window and asked for his directions. Just left his car in the middle of the road so no one could pass.
That's crazy.
Simone also sent us a voice message, which we love doing, hearing from you as well.
This is in regards to the Spanish counsellor. Evidence came out of which of his lifestyle of enjoying the consumption of feces.
Hi, Matt, Alex and Bron. So, I just listened to Thursday's episode and I have to say I was in stitches. It was very funny. Absolutely made my day. However, I just want to touch on something that Matt said in his kink shame rant, calling out old mate excrement eater. Look, it's not my thing. However, Matt, I just don't think you have the right to be judging someone else for ingesting bodily waste when we've all heard you having a grand old time drinking your own piss in a margarita. Anyway, that's just my two cents. I still love you, Matt, but maybe have a good hard look at yourself.
Yeah. Nah. Oh, fair enough.
Just because he went raw and didn't, like, fancy it up in some kind of parfait doesn't mean you've got the right, O'Kine, to start making crack shots at him. Unbelievable.
No, fair enough. Fair enough. All right. Well, I've got egg on my face.
There we go. And we'll leave it at that. Thank you very much for joining us today. We will have a, as we mentioned, a really different but special episode tomorrow. Really hope you can join us for that one. Until then, we'll talk to you later.
Thanks and bye-bye.
That's it. The all-day breakfast kitchen is closed. Got something to add to the show? Slide into our DMs at matt.and.alex.